One of the objections, some of the fear, uncertainty, and doubt I've heard of people that aren't sure whether they want to own Bitcoin or not is, if it's such a great investment, then why aren't all the Wall Street firms, Apple, Google, and public companies buying it up, depriving me of the ability to do so if it's so great? Well, for once, and I mean for once, the government is actually playing for the small investor with their rules and regulations. You see, there is such a thing as an accounting rule where it's called mark to market. And basically, if you were a CEO of a corporation and you were to buy Bitcoin at $50,000, which it was at the start of last year, and it's dropped to 16, you're going to have to recognize that loss. That would be a big loss. However, and this is the however, if it were to jump back up to 50,000, you could not recognize the gain, meaning that you would have a permanent loss on your balance sheet that you would have to explain to your employees, to the stock price, to the shareholders, to everybody else. Even though the asset is worth much more than what's on the books, that doesn't really jive well with my ability to be a CEO. It's going to take up a lot of my time, a lot of explanations if my investors aren't savvy to this, and I potentially might lose my job. So that is a lot of friction and would make me very reticent to purchase it for my company. Similarly, they don't allow a Bitcoin ETF in the United States. That means that a lot of high net worth individuals that don't want to go to the trouble of opening up a Coinbase account, a Binance account, no longer an FTX account. That ship has sailed. Stay with Coinbase, by the way, because they are at least publicly traded, so you're going to have the greatest amount of insurance if you wish to purchase it in this manner. But they can avoid this by just giving their money over and investing in a Bitcoin ETF so they own it very, very passively and they don't have to hold their own keys, etc. But because the SEC does not allow a Bitcoin ETF, there's a lot of money that would otherwise likely pour into such a thing that is waiting on the sidelines for the opportunity to do so. Meaning that you, as the little guy, get to front run the big Wall Street investment firms because they are unable or too fearful to deal with the potential accounting losses or to run afoul of government regulations to purchase this commodity. And again, Bitcoin is a commodity, not a security. This has been basically deemed by Gary Gensler, the head of the SEC. So that explains away some of the fear, uncertainty, of doubt that many people will have. It takes a little bit of digging, but I hope that you got some value out of this. If you did, share the video with somebody that you might want to have think about this, and thumb up the video and subscribe.